Zev Roz is proud of how he led an Israeli Air Force squadron of F-16 bombers to destroy a nuclear facility near Baghdad. The retired Israeli Air Force pilot remembers it was a surprisingly easy job, with little resistance from the Iraqis.
When we approached that reactor and watched our radar scopes and saw that there was no plane over Baghdad and over the reactor, each of us thought that his radar was malfunctioning. It was too good to be true.
It was June of 1981. It took one mission of less than an hour to destroy Saddam Hussein's nuclear program, which Israel believes Iraq could have used to strike the Jewish state. Now, with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad speaking of the destruction of Israel and Iran developing its nuclear capabilities, the Jewish state believes its existence is again threatened. On a recent visit to the White House, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made his concerns clear.
The worst danger we face is that Iran would develop nuclear military capabilities.
Israelis tend to agree. Yaakov Amidror is a retired general and former head of an Israeli Defense Forces Intelligence Division. He says Israel cannot afford to ignore Mr. Ahmadinejad.
When it is clear that from his point of ideology, Israel does not have the legitimacy to be a Jewish state in the Middle East, and I think that from our experience, we have to take Ahmadinejad very seriously.
Ehud Barak, Israel's defense minister, has repeatedly warned that no option should be removed from the table, including airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. However, some here believe Israel may have waited too long, giving Iran time to develop its program. By some Israeli estimates, Tehran will be able to make a crude nuclear bomb within a year. Former pilot Zev Roz says Iran, in many ways, poses a much tougher challenge than Iraq did 29 years ago.
The Iranian project is dispersed all over the country, which is a huge country, even larger than Iraq. It's much farther, as we all know. And many of the targets are deep under the ground, even under mountains.
Another question is whether an air attack would result in a nuclear-free Iran. Amit Rohr says the answer to him is obvious.
The answer is clear no. The whole problem of Iran, the challenge that Iran puts on the table for the international arena, is something that Israel cannot deal with. That should be done from within Iran. The Iranians have to make a decision what kind of government they want.
Israeli officials hope internal change in Iran will come as the result of new international sanctions, and leaders are aggressively lobbying for them. On a visit to Germany last month, Israeli President Shimon Peres spoke before the German parliament. He said Israel identifies with the millions of Iranians who have revolted against what he said is dictatorship and violence, and in his words, a fanatic regime that threatens nuclear destruction and poses a danger to the entire world. Former pilot Zev Roz thinks Israel should keep pressing for tougher sanctions. He says there is no guarantee of success like the one Israel had in Iraq in 1981.
The Iraqis were taken by surprise. There was no technical problem. The planning was good. The execution was perfect. So, and we also were quite lucky. We had much luck. If we go to Iran, we may not have that luck again.
Israelis hope regime change, or the threat of it, will cause Iran to give up its nuclear ambitions. Until then, all options, starting with an airstrike, are open. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.